tears of Guangxi. After the last American soldiers had left Vietnam and grass had grown scarce on two bomb craters, I took some foreign friends to Guangxi, once a fierce battlefield. I was too young for the war to crawl under my skin, so when I sat with my friends at a roadside cafe, sipping tea, enjoying the now green landscape, I didn't know how to react when a starkly naked woman rushed towards us, howling. Her ribs protruded like the bones of a fish which had been skinned, her breast weighing like the long moob fruit, and her womanly hair a black jungle. I was too young to know what to say when the woman shouted for my foreign friends to return her husband and children to her. Stunned, we watched her fight against villagers who snatched her arms and dragged her away from us. She's been crazy, the tea seller said. Her house was bombed, her children and husband. She's been looking for them ever since. My friends bent their heads. But the war was here 46 years ago, I said. Some wounds can never heal, the tea seller shrugged. And here I was, thinking green grass could heal bomb craters into scars.